And now, live from London, the BBC presents Led Zeppelin in concert.
This is Brian, call me Yala Gardner, coming to you from the Devil's Hole, a.k.a. Ramelon Towers Dungeon Studio, in scenic, and toasty warm, Hespler, Ontario. Although down here, it's cool in the dungeon this evening, but it's some kind of hot up there outside. appropriate for the Devil's Hole, I think. And you are listening to, anyway, you are listening to Ramelon Radio, episode 121. On the Off the Cuff Podcasting Network. Ramblin' Radio is the only Led Zeppelin podcast on this or any other known internets. Be sure to go to ramblinradio.com for all your Led Zeppelin news, reviews, and any links I might mention during the show. You can subscribe to Ramblin' Radio through iTunes. And if you're over on iTunes, leave a review. Pop over, leave a couple stars, leave a review. It helps other people to find this. It helps to find us. If you're searching for this sort of thing, reviews and stars are one of the things that place you higher on the list. You can find us at Podbean, at I Am Brian Dammit, and listen on Spreaker. And be sure to follow Ramblin' Radio on Spreaker, although that maybe not so much. And now on Stitcher Radio. Also check out Ramblin' Radio on YouTube. Follow Ramblin' Radio on Facebook, Google+, and at Ramblin' Blog on Twitter. I do try to pay attention to what's going on in the Facebook and the Twitter and all that sort of thing and communicate a little bit with people through that. Although it's probably a part of this promoting and doing whatnot that I could do better at. But there it is. So welcome. Hello, it's welcome. It's been a couple of weeks. The intro was Communication Breakdown from BBC's, I think, although it sounded, something sounding very different in there to me, I thought it was the same show, the same performance, same show, which was the 71 show, April 1st, 71, I think it was, the first one was from a bootleg record I have, the second one was from the actual BBC Sessions, the actual disc that was released in 1996, 1998. And it was just kind of to show the difference in the solo. That's the reason I put them back and forth. But listening to the Robert Plant intro to the solo, one goes, ah, 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 the other goes, my, my, my. So maybe there was a different, but I thought I had that right. I spent a lot of time checking and double-checking it. Anyway, but you will notice on the second one, if you go back and listen, you know, a second guitar, a rhythm guitar under the solo, and harmony vocals in the chorus. So it was heavily edited. And it was kind of what I was trying to show, was there was a lot of editing between the two. One was a lot liver sounding, and the solo, the middle part of the solo, it kind of almost falls apart. And that got edited out of the original BBC, and I put that together last week, actually, and then they released that, this April 1st, 71, Communication Breakdown from the new BBC, the BBC sessions. Thank you, Brain. They released it last week as a kind of a preview of the new BBC sessions that they're releasing in September. And the topic of this podcast will be the September release of the new BBC sessions, complete with an extra disc material. And the solo was more or less, I think, completely intact. It was, although it may have been, there may have been a little bit of the end popped out of it still, but I think it was more intact. But, that was what that was. And we will talk much, much more about the release of the new BB Sessions, the reissue, in a few short minutes, I suppose. Okay, looking at in history, this week-ish in history. Today is August 4th. It's just after midnight, so on August 4th, 75, Robert Plant had his car accident on the Greek island of Rhodes. I think I kind of went, oh, I didn't realize this last year. And then I'm sitting here thinking, I didn't realize this. But it's also the same date of the first Nebworth concert, 4 years later exactly. And that would be August 4, 1979. And we're going to outro with something from that. On the 5th of August, 1966, the Yardbirds, Jimmy Page's first ever U.S. gig. They played in Minnesota, the Yardbirds, and Jimmy Page was in the lineup then. Also August 5th, 1970, John Bonham jammed at the Whiskey A Go-Go in L.A. with Skid Row. They did a whole lot of love. August 5th, 1985, the last show of Robert Plant's Shaken and Stirred Tour, Madison Square Gardens, New York. August 6th, 1998, Page and Plant attended a lighting designer Tom Kenny's wedding and jammed together at the reception. Something I've never heard the jam, obviously, but never heard really of much of that story. August 9, 1994, Page and Plant record in a 13th century courtyard in Marrakesh, Morocco for the Unleaded Project. They also appeared on the 10th in 1994 in Jemaa El Fna in Marrakesh, and performed Yalla. And if you've seen the video, that great performance of Yalla with everybody around, that was August 10, 1994. And then on the 9th, going back to the 9th, 2009, them Crooked Vultures make their live debut at the Metro in Chicago. And finally, August 11, 1979, 1 week ago, 1 week later than what the 4th was, the second Nebworth show and the last UK show of the gentlemen of Led Zeppelin before 2007, the O2 show. So, kind of a biggish week in the history of, really, when you think about it. Okay, we've got a couple of books to talk about. And this one slipped by me, slipped under my radar. And I've not got it yet. I haven't seen it yet. It was released a week or two ago. It's called Led Zeppelin Day by Day by Mark Roberty. I don't know why I didn't know this was coming out. I try to keep ahead of this sort of stuff, but I failed miserably on this one. This is what it says about the book. The blurb, the year 2018 marks the 15th anniversary of Led Zeppelin's formation. From their first rehearsal in a small, dingy space in Soho in 1968 until their last concert in 1980, the band conquered the world. Their grueling concert work schedule captured young people's imagination around the globe. Unique inventiveness, the originality guaranteed huge albums, and originality guaranteed huge album sales and sold out concerts. Robert Plant and Jimmy Page were the charismatic frontman, backed by the superhuman rhythm section, John Bonham and John Paul Jones. Together they produced some truly timeless music, which continues to endure today. Their huge popularity, however, inevitably came at a cost when drugs and alcohol abuse in the last few years of the band's existence started to stifle the creative force, and the untimely death of drummer John Bonham signaled the end of the band. This Day by Day book details all of the concerts the band performed with set lists and includes reviews of several significant shows throughout their careers. Recording sessions for each album and session work undertaken individual members are listed in chronological order. The book also corrects previously undetected mistakes, as well as providing new information. Quotes from recording engineers and studio staff help paint a true picture of what it was like being in the studio with the band. Sounds a lot like a couple of books by my man Dave Lewis. One is the Concert Diaries, which details all their concerts, has reviews, blah, blah, blah. And I use quite a bit when talking about shows here. It kind of sits right beside my recording setup. And the other is Led Zeppelin From a Whisper to a Scream. And it really details a little bit of everything they did, and goes album by album, recording it, each song, all the details of everything they did. So it sounds a bit like that. It sounds like I'll have to get a look at it, and see what I'll let you guys know what I think of it. In the next couple of episodes, I'll make a point of at least looking at it, at least seeing it. And I am trying to track down. The author seems elusive. There's two books going on here. Both authors are a little bit harder than normal to find. Don't have Twitter accounts that I can find. Don't have Facebook accounts that I can find. Don't seem to have the obvious kind of contact through ways. So anybody out there knows Mark Roberty, love to have him on the show and talk about his book. And the other book is coming up in the fall. It is an unauthorized biography of Jimmy Page called No Quarter, The Three Lives of Jimmy Page by Martin Power. And it says, here's the blurb, the new biography of the leader of the rock band Led Zeppelin, who is widely considered one of the greatest, most influential guitarists of all time. Major biography of Jimmy Page, the first since 2009. Jimmy Page by Jimmy Page was primarily a photo book, it says in brackets. No Quarter is a comprehensive account of the life and times of legendary musician and celebrity. From his time as a session guitarist in the 60s working with legendary rock groups like the Kinks and the Who, to his time with the Yardbirds and his eventual founding of Led Zeppelin, his post-Zeppelin career, his book is a rich, insightful telling of Page's story. It has all the sex and drugs that you'd expect from a rock icon, but Page is widely considered to be a mysterious figure, and Martin Power's biography will shed light on 50 color and black and white photographs. Now, it says the first Jimmy Page biography since 2009. I have here, I'm trying to figure out what a 2009, I have a 2007 one called Mage's Musician Man by George Case. George at one time appeared on this program. I'm going to have to dig up quickly. Very quickly, I suppose. Let's see what I can find. December 9th, 2011. Episode 9 in December 2011. Interviewed George Case here for his book Led Zeppelin FAQ and talked briefly about the Jimmy Page book. So that's episode 9. I don't think it's been reposted. I'll get that reposted. The next repost will be that one. And I actually talk about Spirits Taurus in that one too. So there's a relevant one right away. But that's a 2007 Jimmy Page biography, and I really like that one. By the way, that's a top drawer to me in my mind. But I don't know what 2009 biography of Page they would be talking about. I just don't. I don't know. There's been so many books, but actual biography of Page, unless I missed that one, I don't think the Page book was 2009, was it? Originally? That's not what they mean. They do say it's primarily a photo book. So anyway, but that's coming out in the fall. And if you want to pre-order it, I'll post a link to both books on the website sometime in the next couple of days. And if you order through Ramble On Radio onto Amazon, then that kind of a portion of the money, a very small portion, I would add, finds its way to myself. And you can also go there to order the new BBC box set. And look, if you're buying a television or something, you go to Ramble On Radio. I should say this every week. Eh? If you go to Ramble On Radio and you click on the link for anything there from Amazon, and then search for what you want, what anything you buy will put a few dollars in this blog's pocket and allow me to do things like buy this book for review. And it's really, it doesn't come in terms of money. It comes in the terms of a gift card, a kind of online gift card that I can use at Amazon. I suppose I could cash it if I wanted, but anyway, so I will post links in the next couple of days. If you want to buy those books and you want to go through that route, it would be helpful for me, for the blog, for the podcast. So that's a biography of Jimmy Page coming out, unauthorized, Martin Power. I know, for instance, Chris Charlesworth from, I want to say New Musical Express. He's a big-time reporter in Britain at the time. He's involved in the publishing / editing side of that book. And so I've tried, kind of going through him to try and maybe get a hold of Martin Power. But same thing applies. If somebody knows Martin Power out there, let him know. I'd love to talk to him. Love to review his book and have him give him a chance to promote his book on this podcast. All right, and we talked soundboards a couple of episodes ago. There was a new one hit, Japan 71. I think it's Budokan. And the Japan 71, a lot of people consider that. I talked about, I think last week, the video from one of the Earl's Court shows and kind of commented that a lot of people consider that to be, you know, the apex of Led Zeppelin's career. But a lot of people actually from the live shows consider those 71 Japan tour to be some of their best shows. And so the soundboard has come down. It was released on the internet. It's hit the internet. But I don't know if it's the actual one. It's kind of recently appeared, and I don't know if it's the actual one that... I don't know if it's an audience... I got it, and I've kind of listened to it, but I listened to it at work where it's a bit noisy, and I couldn't figure out if it's a soundboard, if it's a really good audience. And I kind of... There seems to be a lot of sources for this show, and so people talking away about it who know far more than I do on the subject, and I can't figure out if it's what's what with it. But there is a new one been released by Empress Valley. It's one of the Japanese 71 shows. I believe it's the Budokan. And has people very excited. The people who love this sort of stuff. So, and it there is a variation of it that has hit the standard torrent sites and whatnot. Diamond Dozen has. And if you don't know what I mean by Diamond Dozen, just Google that. It is a website that does bootlegs on torrent. BitTorrent. You can download them. Be careful, thousands and thousands and thousands of shows in there for the music fan who wants them. Trust me, I know it gets dangerous fast. All right, that's the need to knows. Let's go topic. Topic is BBC Sessions reissue. It was rumored here. I heard it. I do not take credit for reporting this, by the way. I'm not saying you heard it here first. I read it somewhere, but it kind of popped up, then disappeared again. And I mentioned it here, said, don't be shocked if it happens, I think was what I said. But don't be shocked. It seems to be a rumor that doesn't have much verification to it. Blah, 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 blah. It was announced. They're doing a reworking / reissue of the BB sessions along the same lines as they did with the 10 studio albums. And complete with a super deluxe edition, which will be 8 discs. This will be 3 CDs, 5 LPs. You can buy the 5 LP set, you can buy the 3D CD set, or you can buy the 8 disc super deluxe edition. September 16th is the release date, so 5-6 weeks away. Kind of sadly, one of the things they've done is they've added, like they did with the others, a third CD of bonus material. Instead of making it the shows, instead of just giving you the shows. So they've kind of stuck with the way it was set up with the first release of this, the first incarnation of it, and just stuck on whatever songs they didn't put in. Which I'm going to say most people would much prefer, most fans, most serious fans would much prefer to have it all in order. Do you really want... Yeah, wouldn't it be great to have the Paris Theater Show for the order that they played the songs? Just do it, boosh, done. But we're not getting that. Instead, we're getting kind of oddball mix. But anyway, so the third disc, for instance, was going to have Communication Breakdown twice on it. It's going to have What Is and Should Never Be twice on it. It's a bit odd. And it is funny, so this set will have the first disc actually will have Communication Breakdown 3 times, the second disc not at all. And 5 times. So every show almost they did Communication Breakdown. If not every show exactly. So, one of those oddball things. But anyway, here's the third disc. The way it's going to play. Communication Breakdown from the 23rd of March 1969, Top Gear program. What Is and What Should Never Be from the 22nd of June 1969, Pop Sunday program. Dazed and Confused from the 10th of August 1969 Playhouse Theater program. White Summer from the same show. What Is and What Should Never Be from the 1st of April 1971 Paris Theater. Communication Breakdown from the same show. Then I Can't Quit You Baby, You Shook Me and Sunshine Woman from the 14th of April 1969 Rhythm and Blues Session. And I believe the Rhythm and Blues Session... none of those ones made it to the original set, I think. And that was a show put on by, I want to say John Mayall. Could be wrong on that, but one of those kinds of guys. One of those almost famous blues, British blues guys who had a show for and they played on that. Sunshine Woman is one of those little rarities. It's, kind of funny that... out of these shows, the BBC shows, we get The Girl I Love, She's Got Long Black Wavy Hair, Traveling Riverside Blues, and Sunshine Woman. That's three when they did the box sets in 92. That's when we first got Traveling Riverside Blues, if you remember. And then when this set was released in the late 90s is when we got That Girl I Love, She's Got the Long Black Wavy Hair. And now the next time it's being released, we're getting Sunshine Woman. And Sunshine Woman, apparently they went to some trouble. They got some source that a fan in Northern Ireland had out of it or something and had to really work it to make it work. But that is coming down the pike. If you go to Ramble on Radio, I have the whole, what it's going to be, what's on each CD, what's on each LP. Currently, it's $152 US on Amazon. Currently, that's as of today for the box, this deluxe super edition box set. And I think it was actually quite pricey even for the LPs. It was like $100 for the LPs or something. Last week, they released the April 1st, 71 Communication Breakdown. You can get it on iTunes now. You can hear the video on whatever... all those little places they play it. The deluxe edition will have, like I said, 3 CD, 5 LPs, plus download card, plus the high definition download card, and a 42-page or 62-page booklet or something. And Dave Lewis does liner notes, friend of this program. We're going to have Dave on in the next little while. I want to talk to him anyway about his 41st type of loose, number 41, which I talked about last episode. And now we have this to talk to him about too. So I'm going to get Dave on either next or the one after, hopefully. I've got to track him down a bit. But I don't think it'll be a concern doing that. So we'll get Dave to talk about what he wrote before we read it. But it's not fair. Those of us with blogs and podcasts out here, we're trying to get the news, and Dave's in there. You know, how are you going to beat him to the story when he was writing it? So I don't know. I think he should be a James Bond supervillain. He's making the news ahead of it breaking. Tomorrow's news today, I believe, is what the line was from James Bond, right? We'll get Dave on, and great for him. Not good for him, great for him. So glad Jimmy Page went outside of the normal, you know, the same reporters, the guy from Rolling Stone who slagged them 50 years ago now gets to write their liner notes. Instead, they went to Dave Lewis, who's runs a fan magazine and, you know, has been doing so for 30, 40 years. And, you know, he deserves this far more so than, I don't know, anybody, almost anybody else you can name, really. So good for him. God bless Dave Lewis on that one. I was tickled pink when I heard that he got to write that. And he's a good writer, and he does this sort of thing very well. So it'll be good. And he has the knowledge on this stuff like you would not believe. So that's what's coming. For those of us who cynically suggested that... don't expect the Jimmy Page album. Don't expect the Jimmy Page to remember the scene to be playing. He talked about definitely he was putting together a band. Definitely he was putting out an album. And apparently our cynicism was appropriate, because you won't be getting that this year. You're getting this instead. Merry Christmas. Which is fine. Which, by the way, I'm fine with. I these BB sessions, and I, you know, the one thing I kind of wanted to talk about was the second disc in both this set and the original set they did is most of the Paris Theater Show, 1st of April, 1971, and. You know, back in the late 70s, this used to circulate on radio programs. They used to play it, and here in Toronto, it was Q107 would play it. And probably about every couple of months, maybe it was a couple of times a year, hard to tell. Time was different then. Well, time wasn't different. I perceived time differently, being a, you know, 16-year-old. But yeah, they would play this once in a while. And they would advertise it as a rare live Led Zeppelin set. And all you had out there was really... The song remains the same. There wasn't so little live Led Zeppelin. And now, if you knew where to buy bootlegs, and I guess they were there, and you know, Dave Lewis is a guy who talks about spending the 70s picking up bootlegs. I never saw a bootleg in my life. Until I bought one in 1983 or 4, and it was a cassette. It was basically just a dubbed cassette, and it was $25. Maybe I saw one at some point, and they were charging $150, and I said, well, I don't think so. But, by the way, Chicago 77 Destroyer was the one I picked up on cassette, and still have on cassette. So they didn't exist in the same way, I think, that they do now. I mean, now you can go to YouTube and just search the show you want. Oh, there it is. And for folks who didn't know that, you can go to YouTube and search the show you want. For instance, Nebworth, the first Nebworth, was whatever it was, 37 years ago today. Forgive my very bad rough math. 53 minus 16. Let's do that. 53 minus 16. 37. Hey, that was pretty good. 37. 37 years ago today. If you go to YouTube and look up that, you'll not only find the audio, almost positively, you'll find a high-definition video of that show. So, you know, it's different. But they would play this, and my buddy taped it. And actually, when this was announced, somebody posted on the Facebook page that they had a tape of it, that they loved that show, because they would play it on the radio once. That was something different, and you got Going to California, live version of Going Again. You go, my God, they play that live. Sorry, I just had a burp in the, I'm not sure exactly what I was saying there, but there was a burp in the recording, and I've had to restart a bit here. So yeah, the live version, and you would go, I had no idea they played that live even, but here it was. And that's the way. And what is it, what should never be? Complete with the slide zone. You'd listen to him play the slide zone and go, wow, is that ever good? And it was a slightly different version. And they would advertise with a different version of Stairway to Heaven. But, you know, you were getting Black Dog and Since I've Been Loving You and Heartbreaker. And you were thinking, none of that stuff's on the song. Remains the same. So we used to, you know, he had it in his car. And we listened to it constantly. It was a constant listen for us. That 71 show. So I'm very partial to it. I'm very, very looking forward to getting a cleaned up version of the set. And I'd love to get it, kind of. You know, now I have picked up, not that long ago, picked up the album from this show. And it's six of the songs, I think. Six or seven of the songs. And it's the broadcast version. It's not the Jimmy Page cleaned up version. I'm trying to think. I think it goes Immigrant Song, Black Dog, Stairway to Heaven, Going to California, That's the Way, A Whole Lot of Love medley. That's Away and What Is What Should Never Be. That's the songs on the album I got of it, which is very close to the recording we had off the radio. But yeah, so this is kind of a nice set, and but it's nothing, on the whole, it's nothing new for us fans either. But that's, like I said, Merry Christmas, that's what you're getting. So what's next? Are they going to re-up the box sets, re-up? The Song Remains the Same, get redone again? It was redone, 10 years ago? Is it ready for a redo as well? Or does next year bring new Jimmy Page music? I would rather the latter at this stage, to be honest, but I will take what he will give us. So this is, yeah, we're 5 weeks away from this, and we'll talk about lots when the time comes, believe me, and I'm hoping I've sent my email to the guy I know at the record company who can, maybe get me into a listening party somewhere, or, and let's just say I've put my name down to interview Jimmy Page, and you know it's not gonna happen, but I've put my name forward. So we'll see. Hopefully I'll have something more for you before it's even released. Something to talk about. But we will see. All right, I'm going to wrap it at that. That's Ramble on Radio, episode 121. Check rambleonradio.com for notes on this week's podcast, Led Zeppelin news and reviews, and any links I might have mentioned today's podcast. Follow Ramble on Radio on Facebook, Google+, and at Ramble on Blog on Twitter. You can subscribe to Ramble on Radio through iTunes. If you go to iTunes, leave a review. It helps other people to find us. Listen on Stitcher Radio and on Spreaker. And be sure to follow Ramble on Radio on Spreaker and download it from I Am Brian Demmett on Podbean. Check out Ramble on Radio on YouTube. Also check out Ramble on Radio on YouTube, where I do have a few videos from days past. Thanks for listening to Ramble On Radio, episode 121. And I'm going to close it out with, going to make a quick decision here. Rock and roll. Rock and roll? Not rock and roll? Actually, I'm going to go Sick Again. Sick Again from Nebworth, August 4th, 1979. 37 years ago this very day. Here is Sick Again by Led Zeppelin.